Chapter 11. The World of Economics. Unit 22. Buying into a globalized economy.
With the evolution of modern economic systems after the Industrial Revolution, nations began recognizing the value of foreign markets. Besides possible political allies via financial bonds, countries found consumer markets in the rest of the world. As the 20th century continued, more and more countries were reaching a point where they could viably market their products worldwide. Technology helped start the current state of global economic affairs. Advances allowed the cost-efficient transportation of raw materials and manufactured goods. Communications technology fostered more interaction between businesses and foreign markets. Countries also opened their borders to outside investors. Businesses began to open new branches in foreign economies. Globalization occurs when borders open, which is conducive to the exchange of information and the formation of economic relationships. Improved political relations between the partner countries will accompany globalization. These are usually efforts to maintain and improve a strong, lasting relationship. As a result of greater political and economic transactions, unions and alliances form. These unions generally result in long-term economic relationships, but can also be used for political means. Say, for instance, a country in a region is posing a threat to one or more of the countries involved in an economic alliance. In such a case, trade embargoes can be placed on the offending country. The European Union, APEC, and NAFTA are all good examples of economic alliances formed between countries. These are unions with shared economic interests. Members of each regularly meet to discuss trade agreements, talk about policies, and share ideas about business. They can additionally deal with diplomatic and political affairs while meeting. Typically, these economic alliances are formed with the intent of making financial interaction between members easier. The European Union, for instance, has a standardized currency. This allows visitors to some member countries to avoid the hassle of currency exchange. Additionally, it makes conducting business easier, since fluctuating exchange rates will not affect transactions within the Union. World economic systems sometimes spawn conflict, however. During much of the Cold War, the United States and the former USSR waged an economic struggle against one another. This struggle was framed largely by differences in economic policies. During the conflict, the two nations established economic relationships with other countries in an effort to increase their influence. The entire world thus became the stage for a massive economic conflict. This was an example of global economic systems running counter to one another's interests. As a result of this conflict, violence broke out in many countries. The effects of globalization, even without violence, are not always positive. Opponents of global markets cite richer countries taking advantage of poorer countries. Global corporations, usually originating in developed nations, have reaped huge profits by investing in third world countries' economies. This has allowed them to produce goods at a very low cost and export them to another country. This practice is highly lucrative, but very little of the profit is put back into the producing countries' economies. Thus, shifts in world economic systems have seen many global corporations profit, while the third world countries hardly benefit. Some believe that large global markets are inevitable, and to artificially force limitations will slow progress. Advocates of world economies feel that economic exploitation is the first step a country must take to see its full economic potential. Indeed, corporations tapping into undeveloped or developing markets are making an investment in the country's basic infrastructure. Furthermore, Most countries see at least some degree of progress with foreign businesses moving in. Opponents argue that global markets endorse worker exploitation. When more demands are made on businesses to improve working conditions in developed countries, their profit is limited. Some foreign markets lack labor laws, so it is easy for businesses to move in and take advantage of people. Regardless of individual ideas about global markets, they are a key part of understanding changes in the world today. With world economic systems growing, countries are interacting with greater frequency. Bonds are being formed that previously did not exist. In less than a century, lasting economic ties have been created worldwide where there were very few before.